Better Music, it's Q Radio, Kevin McAllister on the Q Cafe. Well, we're going to welcome back Wayne Denner, who's an online safety and social media expert from Warren Point. Wayne, we're going to talk about going back to school and the big concern for parents. Well, lots of concerns for parents, we'll touch on them. But one of the key things that you did mention about last week when you were on social media, because I was looking, parents taking their photographs of their children going back to school. They're very proud, obviously, but they're on Facebook. They need to be careful, don't they?
Of course, Kevin. I think there's not too many of us now who haven't seen a back-to-school photograph of one of our nieces or nephews or even children that we know, you know, parents' children, you know, uploading these photographs to Facebook and other social media platforms. So I suppose, you know, I talked about this during the week and I wrote a blog post on it that parents need to be careful about the images they're uploading to social media. Of course, everybody wants to share these pictures and, you know, with their family and friends, but we have to be careful that there's a lot of personal information within those photographs. For example, identifying maybe where your child goes to school, what the approximate age of your child is, and also even where you live in some cases. So again, it's about being mindful about any images that you're uploading to social media that other people can see them and you're not really sure where those pictures are going to end up or what personal information you're giving away in that image.
And somebody right now is sitting and saying, oh, come on, it's our children and we're very proud of them and we want to show off and we want to tell the world about how well they're doing.
Of course, social media is a great way to share information with family and friends, but we have to be very, very careful. Social media, by its very, very nature, is not very private. So again, privacy settings are important on pictures, you know, making sure you have your location-based services turned off so that you're not sharing your location of where that picture was taken, maybe where you live, or indeed if you've taken it outside the school. I mean, where your child goes to school, I mean, you can identify that very clearly for the image in the uniform.
And of course, your name is there, so it's Kevin McAllister's Facebook. It's Kevin McAllister posting it, and it's little Johnny and little Jimmy. So Johnny and Jimmy McAllister, immediately you've got their names.
Exactly. It's very, very easy because pictures, by their very, very nature, include a lot of personal information. It's very, very easy to identify a number of key things. Also, you know, the picture itself has a geolocation tag built into it. So again, it's very, very easy to find out where that image was taken, and you don't have to look too hard.
Okay, so they can go online and check this out. You've got that information online, haven't you?
Yeah, that information is available over on my blog over on waynedenner.com. So really just keeping parents up to date with all the latest smartphone apps, social media apps, some of the things that's been happening over the summer holidays when mums and dads have been off, when children have been off. There's been a number of new developments in social media and online safety. So it's important parents keep themselves up to date.
Keep yourselves up to date. Be careful what you put online. A good message from Wayne Denner. Wayne, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.